Hey folks, Dan Ferro here with your closing bell for August 14th, 2025. So mortgage rates, well, they went up a little bit today, and I say a little bit because the breaking news that we had earlier this morning, producer inflation up almost 1% in a month. I was like, hey, man, the market's going to crash. Mortgage rates are going to spike to 7%. Where are we going to go from here? Well, we're going to talk about today how these headlines right through here. S&P ekes out its third day of gains as traders shake off a hot inflation report. We're going to talk about that inflation report. And if you dig into the news, it's not as bad as the cover reflects. So without further ado, folks, let's get to it. So my name is Dan Ferro. I do this report actually each day to inform you guys what's going on with those and the whys behind it. So what we had today was some producer inflation. We had consumer inflation the other day, and it was kind of benign. And then so today we had producer inflation, and it was nothing but just bad news. But if you really look into the numbers, which we do, let's really take a deep dive into these numbers. So here's what started the day, or here's how the day ended. We have the Dow Jones, the S&P, the NASDAQ, the it's basically they haven't moved. And off of this number, you can see here it's headlines, hot inflation report. You thought these numbers would crash. And you also have the VIX really not moving. It's still in the teens. So what actually happened? What's in the report? Well, that's what I'm here to show you. So you cannot always judge a book by its cover, because if you actually dig into these numbers, which we did this afternoon, here's what we find. To be sure, some traders look past this PPI number because the report showed the increase was driven by a large gain in portfolio management and airlines. Without these, basically the numbers haven't moved. So once the numbers got basically factored into the market and then this got absorbed, I think tomorrow's going to not be a bad day. I think we're going to maybe recover from this as traders figure out this data. But because tomorrow, the only economic news we have coming out tomorrow is retail sales. Now, this is going to help us kind of with the projections of what we've been looking at. On Tuesday, here's what we see. We had consumer inflation. It actually eased just a little bit right through here. We had year over year expected at 2.8. It came in at 2.7. And then today, here's that producer inflation. It was zero previously. Zero. And now it's up 0.9. This is month over month. Okay, if you just saw that by its face value, you're like, this is crazy. Because if you analyze it, that's an inflation rate of 12%. Okay, so that would be bad news. But you read into the data and the market started to settle. Okay, so now here's what we're seeing tomorrow. We got retail sales coming in. This is going to tell us, is the consumer still spending, still keeping up pace? Are they increasing or are they decreasing? We're hoping they at least just keep pace. And I think that's what the markets are telling us right through here as well. So if you look at core retail sales month over month, 0.5 was the last reading. They're expecting it to drop down to 0.3. But the retail sales generally month over month, they're expecting to be flat, coming in at 0.6 previously and 0.6 this time. So if this comes in like that and the market starts to absorb why these numbers were so inflated, I think we might recover a little bit, because if we look at the charts that we see today, where are they? Let's bring those up. Here's what the charts that we have for today. So the MBS market, if you see right through here, based on all this news that came in today, and we follow on this channel. If you're new to the channel, we follow this to try to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates. We're not trying to figure out. We're telling you what's going on. So this is a mortgage bond. So this the yield on this bond is what really creates your mortgage rate. Okay. So as the price of this bond goes down, okay, rates go up. Remember yesterday's video, I was like, okay, we had a whole day. Without any of these little, you know, blurbs here. Okay, so let's go back. Here was yesterday. Look at the market. The market went all the way up to here. Okay, it rallied. And there was no price adjustments. And then all of a sudden today, we come back down to, you know, here. Well, I guess because we hit these levels over here. But all of a sudden, everybody started to readjust their rates. So there's really no reason, based on the PPI number, as it gets adjusted, that these numbers shouldn't really come back to here. Because the PPI number wasn't as bad as it looked on its face value. So as you look into the data, you can extract all this out and figure out, you know, really what's going on. So my expectations are, as this data gets absorbed, you know, the markets are just going to flatten from here. That's why I'm still saying, folks, my projection is we're going to be at 6.5 in the 6.5 range, between 6.50 and 6.59, hopefully for the, you know, short-term duration, until we really get a bead on what's going on with the tariffs. And that's going to probably take, unfortunately, another 3 to 6 months. But the numbers are starting to gradually come in, and they're not as detrimental. Well, we got a shock this morning, but they're not as detrimental as they seemed. So this might give us an alert saying, okay, folks, you know, don't get greedy. If you're in an 8% or 7.75% rate and now you get 6.5%, at least look into it to see, you know, what's your break-even point? How much is it really going to cost you to refinance? If you're looking to buy, this might even be an opportunity to you. You know, maybe housing could be a little more affordable. So look at the numbers again, you know, on your budgeting and see if these make any sense. And if you need some guidance with any of this, if you're looking to buy or refinance, let's get over to What I Do for a Living, folks. Again, my name is Dan Frio. I do this report each day to inform you guys what's going on with mortgage rates and basically in the real estate industry. I've been doing this for over 35 years. We have a slogan. Actually, I created the slogan. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan or compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, why do we do that? Well, folks, I've been doing this for 35 years and I've owned my own brokerage and I've been all over the map when it comes to mortgages in the real estate industry. And I know what you're looking for. You're looking for, you know, can I just call one place and not have to put in my application at five different places, get five different quotes? Can somebody help me? Or, you know, go to one of these websites and plug in your data and they sell your data and then you get calls from 20, 30 different places. No, you work with us. Basically, me and Alan, that's who you work with. Just go to therateupdate.com. We can guide you every step of the way during this process. So we're actually federally licensed. So we're licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. But the unique thing here about the bank is we're set up with 33 other lenders. We're like a broker. We're not a broker because we're a federal bank. So we have the ability to work with 33 other lenders to give you programs like right down through here. If you're looking to buy a house, this program right through here will give you up to $7,000 in down payment assistance. What if you're looking to refinance? Well, you just don't know when to do it. And you're like, okay, I really would like to get this rate. When it hits there, let me know. Well, you can do that. So if you're looking to refinance, you know, whatever that rate may be that is your sweet spot, hit our refinance button. What you're going to do in there, just put in your information about your mortgage and what rate are you wanting to refinance. So what's going to happen is yours truly will be calling you or emailing you saying, okay, here's where we're at today. Do you want to kick the tires around, see what the costs are going to be, your break even? No, no hard pressure sales. We just want to walk you through the numbers. If it works, great. We move forward. If not, hey, wait for the rates to go down a little bit lower possibly. So that's one of the tools we have for you on our website. And then the last thing is, if you've already gotten a quote, you went to three, four different places already, and you're like, Dan, can you take over the heavy work? I'd love to. So why don't you upload the best loan estimate you have right into this spot right here. I actually talked to a young gentleman right before I did this, and we're actually saving him, about $4,000 on his closing costs. He was on our live event. He was saying how much, you know, he got this rate, and I'm like, it got to cost you a lot of money. So he sent his loan estimate in to me. Even though he has a 5.99 rate, able to get it for him and actually save him over $4,000 in closing costs. So if you're looking to do that, upload your loan estimate right into this tab right through here. I'll review it with our over 33 lenders that we use, and I'll send you a detailed report back to you, video form, to let you know what we can do. If we can help you, I'd love to help you. If we can't, I'll be the first one to say, you know, God bless you. You did your work, and what you're being offered right now is fair. Take it. Don't look back, and congratulations. But hopefully we can help you out. Otherwise, I'll see you tomorrow morning to see how all this mess ends another day. Take care, folks, and have a great evening. Bye-bye.